Constant surveillance since the school district informed police of the plans last Thursday. Police did not elaborate on the plans other than to say they were very specific and had specific targets.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning, is Michael Conley with the U.S. Justice Foundation, and we're going to be talking about America. Why is America different than other nations? Well, America was different than other nations because we limited the power of the government so men could be free. And basically, there are just two approaches. One, you limit government and people are free, or you say, look, men cannot govern themselves, we need a ruling elite, and so we need an all-powerful government to regulate every aspect of human endeavor, and we always need ever more government and bureaucracy, which is the phase that we're in today. Now, this came about not because it has anything to do with America, but because a small group of people wanted power, wanted to bring about a world government, and wanted to actually use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government under their control. And they just about accomplished that. The only trouble is they're making an awful mess. Other countries don't want to be dominated, and we begin to see all sorts of fracture lines, and of course we begin to see the financial system here in America beginning to crumble, because of course they are doing everything on borrowed money, and this elite that thinks they're so smart is making an awful mess out of things. Michael Conley, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And what would you like to talk about?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about out there, and thanks for having me on. One of the things that we need to talk about is the southern border, because, you know, I live in Texas, and so I'm painfully familiar with what is going on our southern border. And we have essentially, the Obama administration has opened our border up, has made us a country without borders, essentially. And no country, as Ronald Reagan said, can survive if it doesn't have borders. But the Obama administration has ordered the Border Patrol to essentially stand down to allow anybody that wants to cross our border. We know for a fact that there are people coming across the border in the United States from Yemen, from Somalia, from Iran, from Iraq, people who are probably terrorists, or are going to be involved with terrorist cells already operating in the United States. Some of these people are from ISIS, and they want to cause damage. We're going to see acts of terrorism breaking out in this country in the near future, and we're basically doing nothing to stop them. we also have these so-called kids coming in across the border. Now, some of them are young kids, but the idea that they are walking by themselves 1,000 miles from Honduras through Mexico or from El Salvador through Mexico to get to the Texas border is ludicrous. They are being brought in. This is a calculated effort by the Obama administration in collusion with the Mexican government to bring people by train, by bus, and by pickup truck to our border, dump them on the border. Many of these are not, in fact, really kids. Some of them are gang members. We don't know how old they are. They claim to be teenagers. Some of them may be teenagers. Some of them may be in their 20s. They're wearing gang tattoos. Some of them have admitted, according to people on the border that are talking about this, and these are law enforcement, Texas law enforcement people, they are admitting to being members of gangs like MS-13. They're admitting to be, in some cases, having murdered people in their own country, excuse me, but they are then given these notices to appear in federal court and immigration court, which anybody can print out, by the way, off the internet. They're given these notices to appear, and then they're put on a plane without any proper identification. You and I would have to show our IDs, picture IDs, to get on an airplane. They don't have to. All they need is this notice to appear. Or they're being put on buses or being put on trains, and they're being sent all over the country, and they're joining up with their gangs. And a lot of these people that are coming in are disease-ridden. They're not being tested. Many of them are sick and being treated and then released into this country. So it's utter chaos on the border, and it's overwhelming the infrastructure here in Texas. Governor Perry has done something I suggested about a month ago when I wrote on my blog that under Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, the governor of the states have the right to go to war, essentially. And they don't normally have that right, but if their states are being invaded or in imminent danger, which was the case here in Texas, as in the case in Arizona and Southern California and New Mexico, the governors have the right to act. So Governor Perry has ordered 1,000 National Guard members to the Texas border to try to stem this invasion of Texas. So we have a disastrous situation here. Border Patrol agents have been told to stand down. The local authorities have been told if they arrest or detain anybody, not to even bother turning them over to ICE, because ICE is going to just turn them loose in this country. In addition, we have a situation like in San Antonio where Lackland Air Force Base, 2,000 of these people are being housed on Lackland Air Force Base at the cost of $250 per day per person. This is a cost being borne by the taxpayers of this country. And then we have ICE converting a facility down there to suites where people, 532 illegals will be housed in these suites. They will have flat screen TVs. They will have free Wi-Fi. Yet we have hundreds of veterans, U.S. military veterans in the San Antonio area that are homeless, don't have any place to live. They're on the streets. Yet the housing is being built and being made available to people who have broken the laws of our country and entered illegally. So that's one of the things out there we have to deal with.
Well, it is simply because we have a subversive element that controls our government, and the Congress does not have the courage to take a stand against them. That's what's so frightening. The Republican leadership says, well, they think maybe they want to take Obama to court, knowing full well that'll never accomplish anything. What can we as individuals do, Michael?
Well, what we need to do, first of all, is we need to, the 2014 elections, we need to take control of the United States Senate, and we need to maintain control of the House. This would do some things to stifle Obama, but we know that this is a lawless administration, and this man has violated his oath of office repeatedly. He takes the same oath that I took as a member of the military to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet he violates that oath every day. He refuses to abide by the Constitution or the balance of powers in the Constitution. He ignores Congress. He bypasses Congress. He does things by executive order. So in that regard, the suit being filed by the House of Representatives is a good one, because maybe if the courts tell him he has to stop, he'll do it.
Well, hang on there. Michael Connelly from the U.S. Foundation. We'll be back here in just a minute. Let's take a power coffee.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Michael Conley, the U.S. Justice Foundation. The thing that bothers me, Michael, is that the Republicans seem to be going pretty well along with what's going on as far as the border is concerned. Well, they're not demanding that we stop this immediately. They're not demanding that they call out the National Guard, and that these, fortunately, the Sydney Governor Perry is doing that. But this has nothing to do with the federal government. The last thing they want to do is address this problem. I believe that there really are people who are subversives working at the highest level of our government today to destroy it. Would you agree, or Sydney, is that sort of paranoid?
No, I agree. We have, people in the government who want to see the country destroyed. And that those people include the President of the United States, the head of the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. They want to bring this country down. The whole idea is to create chaos and to destroy our economy, to put most of the American people in a position where they depend on the government for survival, and for their food, for their clothing, for their housing. And at that point, they will continue to vote to reelect Democrats. And eventually, we won't be able to vote at all because the elections are just going to be canceled. I mean, there's no question in my mind that this is insidious. This is deliberate. This is the typical progressive philosophy that wants to destroy our constitutional republic and turn us into a so-called socialist or communist paradise. So they're working at the highest levels of government. Unfortunately, we have some Republicans up there who are more interested in maintaining their own position in Congress and afraid of being called racist because they won't do anything against Obama. They just try to go along with what's going on. And, they're setting us up. They're setting us up to lose our country. One of the things that can be done, and it's not going to be done before the election in November, but there is movement for the first time in the impeachment front. I drew up formal articles of impeachment of Obama, and I posted them on my blog in February. And then in the last couple of weeks, I've posted additional articles of impeachment on my blog. And people can go to usjf.net, the United States Justice Foundation website, and they can see the original articles. They can go to my blog at Michael Connelly, Connelly.jigsy.com. And they can read the articles there. We sent these articles to members of Congress, and we have now confirmed that at least one, probably more, of the members of Congress members of the House of Representatives have sent these articles to the House Judiciary Committee for review. The staff at the House Judiciary Committee is confirming this and saying that they are under consideration, that they want to do it right, and they want people to contact the members of their representatives who serve on the House Judiciary Committee to encourage them to move this along. If, after the election, the House is still in control of the Republicans, and even if the Senate is not in control, but if it is, it would certainly be helpful, the House can pass in articles of impeachment of Obama with only a majority vote. Now, it takes two-thirds of the Senate after a full-scale trial to convict Obama and remove him from office. That's not going to happen even if the Republicans control the Senate. They're not going to have two-thirds. But I say it's not going to happen, but it could happen. And here's the way. Once the House passes articles of impeachment, they can appoint special prosecutors with extraordinary powers of subpoena. They can get, for example, the documents from Operation Fast and Furious that Obama's hidden by executive privilege. They can file suit to get those, and I think the courts would agree that in an impeachment situation, they would have to be turned over. They can also access and take the depositions of the survivors of Benghazi, people who have been hidden by the federal government from the press, from the House of Representatives committees, because of what they could tell us about what happened in Benghazi. They can find out things, these prosecutors, about Obama, and all this will be presented at a public trial in the Senate. And with a lot of Democratic senators coming out for re-election in 2016, I think the public outcry would be tremendous over this, and I think that even some of the Democrats would end up having to vote to remove Obama from office. All this is certainly something that needs to be done because it would stop Obama in his tracks. He can't continue to issue executive orders on things like gun control and take executive actions like with the EPA, through the force cap and trade, if in fact he's being impeached and there's a trial going on involving these very actions. So there's a lot of pluses to doing this. And, one thing that I think is going to break the camel's back here is Obama sometime in the next few weeks is going to be giving amnesty to millions of illegals in this country. And he's doing it in collusion with some international corporations. And, he's setting things up to take away American jobs. Even members of the black community out there who normally support Obama are saying this is going to be devastating to the black community in this country because the jobs that are out there that they have are going to be taken by illegals. And Obama's going to do this. There's no question he's going to do it. And I think that may be what tips the balance here.
Well, I certainly agree with everything you've said, and I think that we need to be as effective as possible. Everybody out there in the listening audience should be writing their congressmen, writing their senators, and certainly demanding that we have an impeachment of Obama. After all, when you have a president whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to an internationalist dream, there's a serious question as to whether Obama is even a U.S. citizen. There's a serious question as to whether he's a Muslim. Today he said he was going to get our troops out of Iraq. He lied, but he's lied about so many things. And the American people have been going right along with this. Today, as you talk to people, I know you do a lot of radio, Michael. Is there growing opposition? Do you think that more and more Americans are aware? And are the American people doing what they should? And just sitting down and sending emails and faxes and letters to the congressmen, calling the offices. This is what you have to do, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be involved, because if you're not involved, then, of course, men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. And America can be lost. America has been lost. And if we don't take it back, then you will spend your twilight years telling your children and your children's children what it was to have lived in America, where men were free. What sort of attitude are you getting from the people across America, Michael?
Excuse me, Michael. I'm sorry, I lost you for a minute there, Stan.
Well, what reaction are you getting from people? What do you think the attitude of the average American, is he willing even to take the time to write and call his congressman? Or does he just think this is all going to go away by itself?
Yeah, more and more Americans are rising up. The arguments of impeachment are interesting because I originally wrote an article on my blog And again, people can access my blog at michaelconnelly.jigsy.com. I wrote an article almost 2 years ago talking about Obama's impeachable offenses. This was not the formal articles of impeachment that I've written later. This was just putting forth what he was doing that constituted impeachable offenses. That article was picked up by websites all over the country. One website reported to me a few months ago that they had had 25 million views of that article. 25 million people had looked at and read that article. Now, that's incredible. And that shows that the American people are, in fact, waking up and are very concerned about what's going on. I'm being asked to make speeches all over the state of Texas and other parts of the country. I've got a speech tomorrow in Denton, Texas, for example. I'm making speeches about the articles of impeachment, about the situation with our veterans, because that's something the United States Justice Foundation is very heavily involved in. Right now, veterans are being stripped of their Second Amendment rights and their Fourth Amendment rights, and they're losing their benefits. They're losing the right to keep and bear arms. It's just incredible. I'm making speeches all over the country. I'm getting tremendous support from people. I had a gentleman come up the other day and write a check to the United States Justice Foundation for $1,000 because he wanted to help out in our lawsuits to try to help the veterans. You see, we don't charge these veterans or their families anything. We don't charge any of our clients, anybody we represent, anything. We raise the money independently. And we're trying to raise, we need to raise probably about $500,000 for the veterans lawsuits. We already filed one suit against the VA, which we won because they refused to respond to our Freedom of Information Act request. And we have won that and gotten some information. We filed more Freedom of Information Act requests against the VA and against the Department of Defense, against the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, because the FBI is taking people that are declared incompetent by the VA, veterans I'm talking about, and incompetent to handle their own financial affairs, and they're doing this for physical or mental disabilities, for minor PTSD, for minor depression, because somebody, a veteran, lets their spouse pay the family bills. They put 159,000 veterans on the NICS list, which is the National Criminal or National Instant Criminal Background Check list. They can't legally purchase firearms. They're only supposed to be on that list if they've been convicted of a felony, which they have not, or if they have been adjudicated to be mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. They have not been adjudicated at all. Eric Holder decided to change the definition of adjudication to from being a hearing in front of a judge or administrative judge to anybody in the federal government can declare a veteran incompetent. They put them on the NICS list, even if the veterans appeal and win, and the burden is always on the veteran here in violation of the Fifth Amendment rights. If they're put on this list, but they win their appeal, and it's rare that they do, and they get the incompetency ruling reversed, the FBI is telling them, we don't care, you still can't legally own a firearm in this country. So this is some of the things we're doing, and people are getting more and more upset about this. Every time I talk about this situation with the veterans in a speech, people are just aghast because they're not hearing about it through the mainstream media.
Well, basically, how can people get in touch with the U.S. Justice Foundation? Give that address out slowly.
Well, the usjf.net is the way they can come online and contribute. Now, we're in the process of redoing our website, but they can still use the donation button, and they can contribute to us. If they want to contact me, particularly veterans out there, if they want to contact me and they're having these problems with the VA, then they can go to michael@usjfmail.net.
That's Michael at what?
Michael@usjf, that's for United States Justice Foundation, usjfmail.net.
Mail.net.
Right. And once they contact me, then I will get back to them, or my assistant will. And we'll get their information and try to help them out.
All right. Very good. And so basically our guest is Michael Conley from the U.S. Justice Foundation. And he's on the front lines of this battle trying to get people involved. And if you're not involved, ladies and gentlemen, remember freedom is not free. And there are people out there who want to establish a dictatorship. They control the media. They control of many of our churches. They control the major cities, the major banks, the major corporations, and they largely control our educational system. So the average individual in America has very little idea what's going on, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Well, Michael, basically, at this point, of course, you're talking to people across the country. What can we do as far as the border is concerned? Is there anything that can be done to stop this invasion of America by illegal immigrants?
Well, at this point, I think the states need to act, because it's not just the border states that are going to be hammered here. I mean, take states like Oklahoma that are seeing a tremendous influx of illegals, and they have no way to take care of them. You know, they had a bunch of them put at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and there was such an outcry from the military personnel and the local population that they moved them out, but we don't know where they're being moved to. And governors of states are not being told that illegals are going to be dumped in their states. They're sent there, they're dumped in cities, and the governors are finding out about it after the fact, and so are the county leaders and the mayors. People have to stand up, and they were successful in California in one town of keeping the illegals out by demonstrating and basically blocking the buses that were coming in. People need to be more proactive. They need to be involved, and they need to be involved at every level of government. They need to, for example, to take back their school boards, their local school boards, which have been basically taken over by the progressives. So,
okay, fine. If you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Richard called one of those other gold dealers.
Richard, please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Michael Conley. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment. We do have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hello. This is Ann.
I speak.
Can you hear me?
A little louder, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Ann. And what I'm calling about is that, first of all, I have tried to get to his website, and I went to USJ as in Justice, F as in Freedom, .com and .org, and it's the Judo Federation. So would you have him speak so slowly? I got Michael at USJF mail.net.
Michael,
the website is USJF.net. It's not .com
net.
Or .org.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Okay. So that's United States Justice Foundation is what it stands for, .net.
.net, right.
Okay. Okay, I wanted to first say that, you know, it's not just Obama. It's all of his administration, which is the same amount of people that kept that ran World War II under FDR. So if we do not elect the Republicans, we will not get a change of administration so well. And so that is what is so urgent, I think. If people would Google their GOP and then the county they live in, they will find the contact for their Grand Opportunity Party, otherwise known as the GOP party, link so that you can get active to get the Republicans elected. Now, in Colorado, we have many, many, many good state senators and House of Representatives that are up for re-election or to take back the seats from the Democrats because they've so screwed up our election process, it isn't even funny. But we can, we have until Thursday at midnight to send an email to sos.rulemaking@state.co.us. We can ask for a hand count of the mail-in ballots, and it only takes approximately 3 days to do that. We need people to send an email to this address because we, the Secretary of State, is entertaining suggestions from the citizens of what we can do to improve elections. And this is not impossible at all. It happens within about 3 days. You can confirm the electronic voting system by hand counting those ballots. And we have somebody running for office in Boulder who's got a system to do that, and it only takes about 3 days. So if people would go to their GOP website, and tonight at Colorado Christian University, Zach Taylor will be speaking on the borders. He's a 26-year border control agent who's putting his life on the line to tell us about what's going on at the border in more detail and what we can do about it. So I just wanted to make that announcement, and that
is at
the Beckman Center at Colorado Christian University, which is close to Alameda and Kipling. Okay, and that starts at about 6:30. So if you want a seat, you better get there about 6:15. And I know we've got infiltrators listening to this radio station, and we can't stop that. But so people who will do something about it need to show up. Okay.
Okay.
Not just the infiltrators.
Thank you very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, Michael, certainly, you are on the front lines of this battle, and I appreciate everything you're doing to try to get people to get involved in the political process. I think it's amazing that you wrote this one email. It's at 25 million people observe that. This is what we need more of. What can the average individual who's listening to the program right now do?
Well, as I said, they need to get involved at every level of politics. You know, we we've lost control of our schools. Our children are not being taught about the Constitution. The American history they're being taught is basically revisionist history, which is designed to teach American children that the United States is a bad country, that we are responsible for most of the bad things that have happened in the world. I mean, we have kids out there that believe that the United States was responsible for World War II. I've actually read portions of essays written for the SAT where children are saying, our students are saying, the World War II started because we dropped an atomic bomb on Japan. They don't know anything about Pearl Harbor. They think we dropped a bomb on Japan and that started World War II. This is the perversion that's going on out there. People need to take back their school boards and let their neighbors and friends know what is really in the Constitution. Now, I've written a number of books. A book about my father, Jr., during World War II called Immortalman has become a bestseller. And then my patriotic novel, Amiali, A Story of America, has also become a bestseller. But the most important thing I've written is a little booklet. It's 77 pages long. It's called Our Constitution. It's a pocket-sized booklet that takes every article, every amendment, every section of the Constitution and puts them in there the way they were originally written, and then I put in my comments about what they mean. And I've had people, two PhDs recently told me that until they read my booklet, they were not aware that the phrase separation of church and state was not in the Constitution because they were taught in school that it was, that that was the reason that, for example, there's not prayer in public schools. And so our children don't know about the Constitution. We have, for example, a Rotary Club in South Texas bought 500 copies of this booklet because we offer them at reduced prices for schools and everything. They bought 500 copies to distribute to all the incoming juniors in six school districts down in South Texas. People are buying this booklet just to carry it around with them because it contains information that most people do not have. And, for example, the booklet contains the preamble to the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. Now, you and I, Stan, we were in school. We had to learn the preamble to the Constitution itself. We had to recite it. At least I did. But most people don't realize there's also a preamble to the Bill of Rights because it's not in most textbooks, but it's part of the Constitution. And it basically was put in there by the framers of the Constitution as a warning to the federal government that says, these rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights are not rights granted to us by the people or by the government. Because if the government gives us the rights, then they can take the rights away. The preamble says these are rights that are inherently belong to the American people, and they cannot be touched by the federal government. In my view, that means that while the body of the Constitution can be amended, and amendments can be passed after the Bill of Rights, and, you know, can be changed or altered, the Bill of Rights itself cannot be altered, even by an amendment, the amendment process. And it certainly can't be altered legally by Obama signing 27 executive orders regarding gun control. People can go to order this booklet at my blog at michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. And they can also go to www.constitution.jigsy.com. And they can find out how to order the booklet. It basically is $6 per copy, up to 10 copies, and then there's substantial reductions for multiple copies after that. But, you know, this is the type of thing that people need to do. They need to get the word out to their friends or neighbors. You know, most people that order the copies of this booklet don't just order one copy. They order multiple copies, and they pass them out, and people get a chance to read what's going on.
Hold on. Our telephone number is 877-254. 7524. 877-254-7524.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Michael Conley. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 877-254-7524. America's under attack today, not from without, but from within, because there is a subversive group that wants to establish an all-powerful central government, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, and they actually already in control. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. And that's why we have our troops in 130 nations. We have between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases. Michael, do you think that the average individual really understands the power that the United States is using today to bring about this world government?
Well, we can take back our own government. I mean, there's no question in my mind that it can be done. It's just a matter of people getting involved and people realizing what's going on. And that's why it's so important to educate our own population. To shows like yours are very important because people can find out what's really going on. They can't talk to the mainstream media for the most part because they cover up for Obama. They are a propaganda organ. But people need to realize exactly what's happening. They need to inform their neighbors. They need to inform their children. They need to get proactive and get out and vote, for example. In 2012, we had millions of evangelical Christians who opposed the Obama administration and everything it stands for, who did not go out and vote in the election to get him out of office. And this is something that we cannot not have in this upcoming 2014 election. People have to go and vote. They have to elect solid Americans who believe in the Constitution and who obey their oath of office. They have to elect them to office at every level, local school boards, city councils, county commissions. They need to elect them at the state level in their state legislatures, and they also need to elect them at the national level. But we also need to support our local sheriffs in this. There's a group out there that I work with called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. It's run by Richard Mack. And he was a sheriff in Arizona years ago, and he sued the U.S. government because he was being told that as a sheriff, the county sheriff, he had to enforce provisions of the Brady Act. He had to do background checks on people and support the Brady Bill. He said that was a violation of his oath of office. To protect and defend the Second Amendment, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. He and six other sheriffs sued, and they won. The United States Supreme Court said the federal government cannot force local authorities to act against their oath of office. Now, this is extremely important because this means that the sheriffs in this country have immense power that a lot of them don't even realize they have. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association recently adopted a declaration, which I was there when they drew it up, and I signed it. And basically, it is telling the federal government that not only are these sheriffs and local police officers saying that we will not enforce unconstitutional laws in our counties, in our cities, we will not allow federal agents to come in and enforce those unconstitutional laws. Now, this is a very important step, and people need to go to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and find out about this. In fact, they can also go to my blog and look at an article I wrote several months ago called A Line in the Sand. And in that, I have a link to that declaration that people can go to, and they can look at that link, and they can sign the declaration themselves, and they can also go take it to their local sheriff or their local chief of police and ask them to look at it and if they will sign it. And again, my blog is Michael Connelly, Connelly, .jigsy.com. And the article is called A Line in the Sand. You can also go to usjf.net and find the same article on the website there. Go to take a look at that declaration. That's important because that shows that the American people at the local level have the authority to elect sheriffs. And in some states, unfortunately, they don't allow them to be elected. But they have the authority to elect sheriffs who have immense authority and immense power to prevent the federal government from abusing its power and from setting up a dictatorship here. So usjf.net, the article is A Line in the Sand. Take a look at it, everybody, and see what these people are doing out there. They're in a very important group.
They really are. We've had Sheriff Richard Mack on a number of times. And it's vitally important that people understand that the federal government is exceeding its authority and doing this routinely, and they know they're exceeding their authority. The Supreme Court has held the sheriffs do have authority, but the average individual doesn't understand the struggle that's taking place between those who would have an all-powerful dictatorship and the local sheriffs who want to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. So Richard Mack and the men who are working with him, he has perhaps 500 or 600 sheriffs across the country that have certainly pledged their support, and you need to find a man in your county to run for sheriff who will do exactly the same. Parting thought, we've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program. Michael.
Well, again, if veterans out there are being affected, because this is the biggest project we're working on at USJF, and we have many, if you're being affected out there, please contact me, Michael, at usjfmail, mail.net, and let me know. We will represent you at no charge. If we can work with you and do something for you, we will do it. You'll be part of the ongoing lawsuits. We need people to support the veterans and support our efforts. Go to usjf.net. And there they can contribute to help us out. And if people want me to come speak, they can contact me also at michael@usjfmail.net. And I appreciate you having me on, Dr. Stan.
And I appreciate everything you're doing and everything that the U.S. Justice Foundation is doing to preserve America. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay.
Okay. This is Dr. Stan. We hope that you enjoy the program. Go ahead. This is Dr. Stan. We hope you've enjoyed the interview with Michael Connelly, who's on the front lines of this battle, trying to preserve our way of life. We are under attack today from within by the subversive element. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to find out who these people are. We name names. We tell you who they are. And we have over 1,000 copies of the book. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program here.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we hope you enjoy the interview with Michael Conley. America is under attack today by this subversive element. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they control the media, the best book on it, written by a left-wing professor, is called The New Media Monopoly. You can get The New Media Monopoly, you can get The Brotherhood of Darkness by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, we need you involved. We need you informed. Basically, you can get an education by listening to our radio programs, which are heard 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, as we bring you guests like Michael Conley and others who will try to bring you up to date on what's really going on. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We quite frankly need your financial contribution so we can maintain our network of radio stations for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. As you know, I'm certainly taking a treatment for chemotherapy, so sometimes our late evening program, we're certainly doing a replay. But we're doing all the rest of the programs, and when I'm feeling up to it, we'll be doing the evening program as well. Although the early evening program we're doing on a regular basis, and hopefully I'll be able to get back to doing all of the programs. But America is worth saving. I mean, people think that this country could not be lost. It has already been lost. The government is totally under the control of a subversive element who control the leadership of both political parties, and John Boehner is simply playing a part, pretending to oppose Obama, but on every issue, why he goes right along with it. And you must understand this, ladies and gentlemen. This is nothing to make jest of. There is a small contingent, probably not more than a few thousand people in the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Skull and Bone Society, Bohemian Grove, the leadership of the Masons, and the other covert organizations that all tie into the secret societies that have one, three